Hi, I'm Kalila Reynolds, and welcome to another episode of JN Talking Wealth, brought to you in partnership with the JN Group. If you're interested in achieving financial freedom and building generational wealth, this is the program for you. Stay with us. Are you taking care of your financial health? Yes, financial wellness is a concept, and it's about much more than the size of your account. It's actually a sense of contentment with your current financial situation and having confidence in your knowledge of what to do with your money. It's also about your ability to withstand unexpected crises, such as an economic shock, COVID, loss of your job, or a major health crisis. On this episode of JN Talking Wealth, we'll chat with Rose Miller, who's manager of strategic empowerment programs at the JN Foundation. And she's going to tell us about how we can achieve financial wellness. But before that, let's turn our attention to the spotlight.
Okay, so one of the things that we have been exposed to growing up is managing finances. Maybe not on a large scale when we were younger, but the moment you start school, you know, you have to budget the money that I get. Sometimes I got money, lunch money for the week, and anything else I want, I had to budget from that. And as I got older, during high school and university where there were more expenses, it became a bit more practical where I definitely had to be more strategic in managing my finances. So it's something that I've been doing from a young age, but when I touched university, you know, I had to become more serious about this, and then especially when I started working.
Well, to be truthful, I am still learning how to manage my finances, but initially I wanted to have better money management, so I looked in how to do so on the internet and I found things that work for me.
Basically by budgeting the stuff that I am going to need money for and putting the rest aside for rainy day. About 50%. Because I will put down a money for savings, and then ending up have to always go back in there for some reason at the next.
It's a learning curve. Where I am now, it's very different from before. Even in the past 2 years, no more than ever, I have to be more strategic in managing my finances, especially since I've just graduated from university and, you know, I have more bills and more responsibility. So I think right now I'm more successful in comparison to a couple of years back. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll probably say like a 6 or 7 because I want to become better at this. Yeah.
Well, not as good as I want to be, but I think with the little resources that I have now, I definitely prioritize just diversifying my assets, especially what's been happening in the financial sector. And so I think I put pretty good effort into just daily budgeting and managing how I spend my expenses.
Hi Rose, how are you today?
I'm great, Kalila.
I'm so glad to have you here on JN Talking Wealth. So let's start by explaining, what is financial wellness?
Financial wellness, I want to say it's a state that we're in where we have all our plans together financially. So whether it is your emergency fund is in place, whether it is you are effectively budgeting so you can achieve your financial goals, whether it is that you have taken out insurance to protect your asset, or making plans for your children for school, whatever it is, you have your ducks in order. Your finances are in place, nicely balanced and healthy.
And why is this so important?
It is crucial. Crucial. And I want to start at the peace of mind it gives us. When we are in a good financial, a healthy financial place, we have that peace of mind. That's not the only thing that can bring us peace of mind, but it surely does help. And so when you have that peace of mind, next thing that happens is you get a certain amount of flexibility. Mm-hmm. So you can do stuff, right, that requires money, because we all have our financial goals and they all have a price tag. And so when you are financially well off, you can do some of the things. You can take advantage of opportunities. you can do so much more.
Okay. So we know how to take care of our physical health. We always hear, you know, proper diet, regular exercise. How can we take care of our financial wellness?
I want to start at the beginning. And my beginning is take responsibility for your financial education, because that's going to really set you up on this financial wellness journey. So start there. And as you do that, can I also encourage my listeners to also share this knowledge? Bring others along with us, because that's important. We're after a movement of people who truly understand what finances are all about, how to be well financially, and so the country will benefit in the long run. So take care of your financial education. Also utilize the tools that are available to you to get there. Do your budgeting. Definitely make sure you have an emergency fund, because that's going to help you absorb shocks. It's going to make you more resilient in the face of anything. If you have cash, or make sure you have cash that you can translate, make sure you have assets that you can turn into cash in the event of something happens. And we all saw that during COVID. Mm-hmm. The people who made it were the people who actually had cash. They had emergency fund to start out with, and when that ran out, because, you know, COVID was around for a while, then they had cash from assets that they could have liquidated.
Right. That's such an important point, because people have assets, but then if you can't sell it, you can't exchange it for cash quickly in case of an emergency, then you're stuck.
Yes, you are stuck. And you are not furthering the cause of one of the reasons why you have these assets, you know, because that's one of the reasons. If you're in a little spot, then you can actually turn your assets into cash.
Right. So that brings me to my next point then. How does financial wellness connect to wealth?
Like I said before, it is a journey, and we want people to start early. Financial wellness translates to wealth over time, because wealth means different things to different people. I can be wealthy because I'm able to pay my bills, because I can change my car, I can take my trips and so on. But for somebody else, it might be that unless they have several houses and they don't consider themselves wealthy. So financial wellness will set you up to be wealthy. Understand?
Yes. Perfect.
So once you're doing all the things that you need to be doing, your emergency fund is in place, you are covering your assets. Because that's another thing, Kalila. We accumulate these assets, but we never think of protecting them. And so sometimes it doesn't take anything to have those assets wiped out.
Very, very important to note.
So we have to protect them. So if we are protecting our assets, then that will be continue building and increasing, and we get over to wealthy. But it does start with financial wellness.
So how does this all tie in with mental and physical health?
It does. You know, when you're broke, you are really in a state.
Boy, stress.
And especially if it's a stressor. When we have no money, it's a stressor. And so a lot of illnesses flow out of lack of funds, whether it is chronic pains, whether it is heart conditions, stroke, all kinds of things. And there are some conditions that are worsened with stress, and there are some things that actually start with the stress, you know, some get worse and some actually start with the stress.
And then mental health issues
and
too.
Mental health, because you're depressed, you're not able to go to the supermarket, you're not able to take care of your family, and you are just really stressed out, and you are lonely sometimes, and that just further brings you into depression. Mm-hmm. You know, so they do connect directly, because everybody deals with money. And when you don't have it, everybody's concerned, and implications are far-reaching.
Yeah, anxiety is another one.
Anxiety.
So people start worrying about the future, worrying about money problems, how are they going to pay for this, how are they going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's a lot.
It is a lot. So your best bet is to start on your wellness journey.
So speaking of wellness, how do I protect my finances in the event of a health crisis?
I want to say that do that before you get into the crisis. Because in pretty much the same way you cannot protect a house that's on fire, you need to be protecting your finances ahead of this health crisis. And you do that I want to go straight up to insurance, because insurance is underestimated when it comes to protection. But that's one of the key things that insurance does. And so protecting your health, you need a health plan or two, a good health plan or two to do that. And make sure that every single member of your family is covered with like critical illness plans. Because like I said before, you could have this accumulation of wealth, and it really does take just one illness to wipe it all out. So protect ahead of the crisis. Make sure you have coverage, and make sure each person is health coverage, and make sure each person is covered with like critical illness.
Yeah, we've seen that happen so many times, so many sad stories.
All the time.
Well, how do I protect myself? Let's say I get ill and I'm unable to work. How do I protect my income in that case?
That's a rough one. Because if you have no emergency fund, well, can we assume that you had an emergency fund? Let's assume that you had an emergency fund. So you're able to draw on that, because that's one of the reasons that's an emergency. So you can draw on the funds once you do have that. But outside of that, then if it's a protracted illness, then you're really in a little spot of bother. I'm going to trust that you were employed, because if you're self-employed, that presents another challenge. Mm-hmm. So if you are employed, you can touch bases with your company to see what's available in terms of benefit. Again, reach out to your family. There are social services, some. There probably are government agencies who are willing to assist. Like I said, if it's protracted, you probably will have to touch bases again with your employer to find out, can you do anything from home? Can you work remotely? Of course, depending on the state of illness and all of that. So that is probably an option, you know? If you are self-employed, Kalila, it's a whole lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is still, that's key man, right? It's you. And so if you're not able to work, then that's really difficult, you know? So while you are able to, if you're self-employed, make sure you're, again, you're setting up yourself for financial wellness by taking care of all the things we spoke about. Make sure your emergency fund, make sure you have insurance and all of that.
Can critical illness insurance also play a role here?
It can, depending on the illness and depending on what's covered. When you buy the insurance, you have to make sure that you know what the coverage is. Because some people just think they have a critical illness plan and that's fine. Only to find out that the particular illness that you have now is not covered.
Mm.
You know, so you have to read those fine lines, know what you have. And even in that state of illness as well, see if you can draw on, hopefully you had insurance, see if you can draw on one of those plans. It may just have something to offer you during this difficult time.
Okay. Well, any final words for us, Rose?
Yes, I want to encourage my Jamaican people. It is so important, your financial education, because that's where it starts. A lot happens when we're ignorant. And then once you have that whole lifestyle of continuous learning in this way, I want you to share it with those around you, particularly your family and your friends. Let's start there. Because the truth is, if you are the only person with wealth in your family and you have left everybody behind,
mm-hmm.
then don't think you're going to escape. You have to actually plan for them.
Yes.
If you're not bringing them along. All right. And do have that
all
conversation.
All the extra cousins,
yes,
and aunties, yeah, will emerge.
Mm-hmm. And you're going
to
want,
you know, we're related.
Yes. You know, yes, I didn't even know, but yeah, we are. And they can probably substantiate that, mm-hmm. but bring them along because it's important, you know, and if we're all heading in the same direction, then we're going to be okay in terms of families and also in terms of nation, because the nation is depending, is waiting for people who truly understand the importance of our saving and investing so that we can achieve our goals as a people and as a nation.
All right. Thank you so much, Rose. And that information was so valuable. I'm sure that you guys learned a whole lot about how you can safeguard your financial health. If you need further information on how you can improve your financial education, check out the financial literacy features at the JN Foundation website. That's jnfoundation.com. And look out for upcoming events from the JN Financial Academy. Now for our giveaway question. What are three strategies we can use to achieve financial wellness? The first person with the correct answer will receive a gift certificate valued at $50. Good luck. That's all the time we have today. Join us again, same time, same place, for another episode of JN Talking Wealth. Remember to like, subscribe, and share this video. And of course, follow JN Foundation on all their social media platforms. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Until next time.